makes us what we are and what we're gonna be. I think it's that right there. It's grit.
And we're back. came in a little low to this week because I don't know, I lost my voice or something over the last couple of days. I don't know what's going on with me. You guys
have too voice? Excited from all that screaming on Sunday, man. All those touchdowns.
Woo! Let's go. The All Grit Podcast is back for episode 10. We at 10, boys?
Yeah, dude.
10. Monumental. This is monumental. Welcome in, everybody. This is your humble host, Caleb, joined alongside me, as you know, with Adrian and Clay. Vildor is out this week. Also, we have a last-minute exit by none other than Plaque, so we'll miss you boys, but the Three Musketeers will carry on. And we're going to start with none other than Plaque. The one person that couldn't show his face today. Do you know why he couldn't show his face today, fellas?
Why is that?
I wish I could play you. We don't have the professionalism for that, but a clip from last week. Maybe if I would have thought about it a little bit earlier, we could have. But yeah, we ended the pod. Clay had to leave. He had a hot meeting to make. But we ended the pod with, all right, what do we think about the final score prediction of Titans Lions? And you know, Plax goes, well, I'm thinking 37-17, you know, probably like a two score type game. And I said, no, bro, listen to me. I said, the spread right now is 11.5. I said, not only take the over, but I said, I will spot you 21 points to the Tennessee Titans. And if you listen to last week's pod, you will hear that statement, a 21 point spread. And Adrian, I don't have the stats. What was the score of the game on Sunday?
It was like 102-12.
I mean, we're pulling Vildor scoreboards at this point. What you said about the Dallas Cowboys. What was that? 52. What did they even score? 52-19?
14-52,
So.
They're on a tear, man.
Tons of money if you would have just listened to me. That's all I'm saying. But anyways. All right, boys, we're back. Let's talk Lions Titans briefly. We'll briefly talk about
the good to be game. Back, man. But you know what I want to do before we get started? We need a word from our sponsor.
Do it.
So let's hear from our sponsor today.
Digital reputation today with Trustly. We help you manage reviews across Google, Facebook, and over 60 other sites all in one place. Visit golions.link and receive 2 free months using the special All Grit Podcast coupon code GOLIONS at checkout. At already 1/3 the price of major platforms, this special Trustly pricing has a time limit, but will always help out a fellow Lions fan. Trustly leverages AI tools to help you respond to reviews, integrate badges and widgets on your website, and automatically request new reviews on every job or product sold. The features don't end there. Don't leave your reputation to chance. For more information, visit golions.link and take control of your online presence with this special pricing today.
All right.
I like that little drop screen that you have there, Adrian. Very nice. Shout out, Chet. Appreciate your sponsorship again. And, you know, what do we do with all this sponsorship money that's rolling in? You're looking at 3 new microphones. If you take a look at the YouTube, we got Clay with the mic, Adrian with the mic, myself.
Plax, too, man. He's not here today. All
so thank you, Chet, and thank you all of our sponsors up till now for making us sound nice and
ASM. I think we have a very, very special shout-out again this week because we did – something really cool this week. Caleb, you wanna tell everybody about our new logo?
Well, sure. I mean, I had a close friend reach out, Chris Dudley. You know who you are. Can you pull up his @ and maybe throw it on the bottom of the screen there? I don't know if you can in the amount of time. But yeah, Chris Dudley reached out. He said, what do you guys think? Do you guys need a little logo? And I said, yeah, let's do it. I mean, we have one, but we're always looking for new stuff. So, I mean, this looks a little bit more professional than what I mocked up and stole from online free searches. Yeah, thank you. The at Chris Dudley underscore art. Thank you. Shout out for you. And you can see Adrian pulled up there, the All Grit podcast.
It looks clean, man. Thank you, Chris.
Legit. So thank you, Chris. And we're going to beat you at basketball this Friday. So the game. Clay, thoughts on this offense that we're dealing with, the Detroit Lions offense?
Man, it's just incredible. Something I've never seen in a Lions uniform. It's just on all levels, all aspects of the game, offense, defense, special teams. It's grit, man. It's great. It's beautiful.
Adrian?
What a game, man. Like I said in this last episode when I watched Minnesota, what I came away from that game is like, this team's better than I thought. And again, once again, another week, I'm like, man, this team is better than I thought last week, because special teams, man, I had never seen a special teams performance like that ever in the NFL, where every kick, every punt, you know, everything was just coming back to give the offense just perfect positioning. And we'll get into that later, but man, shout out to the special teams this week. They made it exciting to watch.
Absolutely. So let's get into it. I mean, I hate to get into game ball. We're not going to do a game ball right now, but we'll just highlight special teams. Dave Phipp had them boys ready to go. I don't know if it's just Tennessee just being that horrible on special teams, or if it was just Phipp was like, all right, we're changing something. But I mean, you have two guys. I think it was who ran
Dorsey. Khalil Dorsey was their kick returner. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, first got the juices going.
Yeah, what, 70-yard return?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He got a 70, and then Khalif was just banging out. Anyone have the numbers on his return yards? I think he was 19 yards shy of the NFL record.
Yeah.
I know as a team, the Titans allow 262 yards and a touchdown on returns. 262 yards allowed.
So I think he hit about 190 something, and then Dorsey had 70.
Exactly 190.
Yeah, so just unbelievable, and that's just given him so much confidence. And correct me if I'm wrong, the last time Khalif went off was against another old team that he was on. It was the New York Jets.
Yes,
when we played in Jersey, he went off and had his last return, and then I didn't know, but he used to play for Tennessee, so he went off on his old squad again. Just the dude loves squaring up against his old squad.
Loves revenge.
He is awesome.
I will add to the special teams. I don't always do this, but today I listened to a Titans podcaster to see what their reaction was, because watching the game, I kind of felt bad. Like, it's like, all right, we already put 50 up. Like, just put in the backups. And so the Titans people, they were irate at their special teams coordinator. They're like, he needs to be fired. Like, drop him off at 8 Mile and don't let him come back to the team, because our special teams just exposed their special teams as being terrible. And if you watch the playback, the film, their protections, their blocking, it was just like easy money for us every time. Mm-hmm. It was night and day.
Absolutely, man. Couldn't agree more. But, you brought up something that I want us to talk about, and I'm going to run it down the bottom there. And that's not key as in what's the key to the line. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So who else can they drop off on 8 Mile before they head back? What do you guys think?
No, bro, leave him at Allen Park, man.
What's that?
Leave him at Allen Park. Arden Key.
So we can get a little get a little practice this week before Green Bay.
Clay, what'd you see with Titans defensive line?
So it was just as far as the defensive line.
Yeah, so Arden Key was their defensive end that was I don't know, he had 2 sacks on Goff, I think.
Oh yeah.
Young player. The team is 1-6, they're going in the tank. So I'm alluding to key to the Lions, meaning let's get Key back here. Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, I think they even were mentioning it at the as the game was wrapping up in the mid fourth, they had him on the screen and they said, basically, is he going to be in a Titans uniform in 2 weeks? Who knows?
Yeah.
So, I think it was a great a great interview for him for the Lions. I mean,
bro, he was cooking Taylor Decker, man.
I know.
It made me think, like, this past game and this game, like, Taylor's lost a little bit of a step, or he's working through an injury, because he's had kind of two games in a row. I mean, I wasn't here last week to talk about the Vikings game, but I noticed it on the plane as I'm, you know, little tiny screen. I know that's Decker on the left side. And this week again, too, unfortunately, Ardenke was eating him up. Yep. Just a quick blitz on the outside. Boom.
So. Yeah, statistically, Decker is having his worst year since his rookie year. And that's just how it is. Yeah. And I hope that it is just an injury, because even on that run where he was, let's see, what game was that? It was last week when there was a pick. No, it wasn't a pick six because he didn't throw it. But anyway, Taylor Decker was going to the sideline.
Yep, the fumble. I know what you're talking about. The Monty fumble.
The Monty fumble. Thank you. Yep. He's running diagonal to get to him. I mean, he's running full speed, but the dude looks like he's in slow motion, and he dove. And I don't know if, you know, that injured him even more, or if he is dealing with something. But yeah, because Key was just beating him to the outside. I mean, just it wasn't even a move. It was just speed.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And it's not his hand placement or strength or anything. It's just his movement, like his speed. He can't keep up with quick rushers.
He could have been more gentle with his future quarterback off, you know, come on, give him a pillow or something, a little more gentle.
Let's just hope he's working through an injury and he'll get better back to what we know.
And I feel like, I don't know if you guys remember, it was first play of the game. Goff got hit hard, sacked.
Yeah. And shook.
The ankle was a little, he walked it off, but we'll get into that later about
mentioning the players. He was going deep on the first play. I mean, I saw they were giving him time and they were going to take a shot on the first play, and then he just got walloped.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he's okay leading into Green Bay next week. Yeah. So,
All right. Hold on. Before we move from the Ardenke, I've heard this from a couple other people too. What if Brad Holmes pulls two moves? Like, not a crazy, like, obviously we're not getting Max Crosby. Everybody has said he's not going to be traded. Not one big one, but maybe two small ones.
Bring in two older guys that you just swap in and out.
Like, I mean, like, is it Darius Smith and Arden Key, you know, two mid-tier guys that can just last there?
Hey, man, we just need you, like, you swap in and out. A couple drives Simmons, here, a couple drives there.
I mean, I know we don't need defensive tackle help, but Simmons looked a little angry to be on the other side of the football. I would take Simmons, and I would take Key off their team. Let's go.
And they all know our defensive line coach. Yep. He was their coach last year. So easy transition there.
Amen, brother. All right, defense. We're looking at, I don't know what kind of stats you guys pulled up. One highlight to me, and then I'll let you guys take it. 4 turnovers on defense. And Amik Robertson really showed up off of the chart today, because he did the old, I hate to keep saying it, the peanut punch. It looks like our Aaron Glenn is literally teaching these guys, don't tackle, like, keep them up and punch that ball out. I mean, for the last 2 to 3 weeks,
we have gotten
6 turnovers or something crazy off of just those punch outs.
Yeah, every game there's been at least one punch out.
And that's
I love to see it, man. That's the sign of a great defense.
Yep.
And sure, we're missing Aiden. Sure, we're still missing some pieces up front, but everyone else has got that mentality that they're A1 defensively minded. I love it when they try to punch the ball out.
I wonder if because of the Aiden injury, that's been more of a coaching thing. It's like, hey, we're not going to get pressures. So what can we do to turn it? Oh, maybe we can just try to punch that ball out, get one turnover a game if that's a goal. And then Amik's getting two. I know Davis had one 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You can see
Brian had that one. Yep.
I don't know what you guys are. Oh, yeah. I'm Did you guys see Arnold taking swings? I saw him. It never came to fruition. But he's out there looking like Ali, bro.
Yeah, looking like a boxer. Against Seattle.
I think it was Metcalf. They punched away from Metcalf when he was
So that's right. Yeah. So I mean, once again, defense gave up 14 points. We're talking about a team that, you know, is not a Kansas City Chiefs, but still defense holds them to 14 points. It looked a little shaky there in the beginning. I'm sure you all agree with that. It was 14-14, I believe, before we started to pull away. So it was a little hot seat there in the first quarter.
It was. I was surprised. Like, Mason was just going at Ridley.
The word trap kind of came into my mind a little bit.
Well, you were shouting that since last week.
When fears become a reality, it just makes me more nervous. So, but speaking of their defense, I'm going to kind of loop it into the Titans offense just a little bit for a second. Mm-hmm. And like Adrian's mentioned in the past, I think sometimes we're in each other's heads sometimes. And I actually looked up some Nashville articles. I didn't look up a podcast, but I went in some Nashville's news articles on their viewpoint of the game. And right before halftime, they're on the 1 yard line and they throw the ball four straight times. And I've never been, just when I always think I'm appreciative of Ben Johnson, I get more appreciative of the man. Like, what? Ben Johnson, man, he's incredible. And so this guy caused four straight passing plays and our defense doesn't hold, doesn't do no penalties. Stops them four straight times. And what a key defensive stop, because they could double dip pretty quick.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Get seven there, get seven coming out.
And they mentioned that ball game. They mentioned that on the
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that was the point of the game that just kind of closed it out. Like, they didn't get a point there after four tries. It was game over after that. They never had anything to come back from. But is there play caller for Tennessee, Brian Callahan, their head coach? I'm not sure who the play caller is, but for him to call four straight throws at the, what were they, at the one or the two?
And yeah, Pollard. Like, Pollard is
right.
He was Dallas's goal. He was the goal line running back last year, man. Like, how don't you give him at least one or two tries at it? Like, I'll take it, but
it's a head scratcher right there. So I don't know, boys. I mean, I'm ready to just sweep this one underneath the rug and move on to Green Bay. I mean, when you're playing like a good team, it's kind of hard to talk about anything bad.
Yep. I want to ask you guys a question. And I guess everybody that's listened to the podcast, did at any point and at the end of the third quarter or fourth quarter, did it slip into your mind to watch a different game?
No.
Only because I've been, which we got in Dallas, but that was hindered by Hutch's injury.
Yeah.
You watch teams like Kansas City who can just, their fans can just, maybe not so much this year, but in the years past, can just, New England Patriot fans, Kansas City fans, they can just relax during the fourth quarter, drink a beer, and just know that they won.
Yeah.
And as Lions fans, we never really get that. And this Sunday, we got it, and it felt glorious.
In mid fourth quarter, you know, Hendon Hooker's in, and it slipped, you know, it came into my mind, I'm like, should I watch? Because I'm looking at the other scores, like Jacksonville, I think, was up against Green Bay. So I was like, I kind of thought for a second, like, should I change games? Like, we already won this. But, like, what a luxury as a Lions fan to even think that, like, hey, we can just switch the channel now. Like, we're blowing this team out. Yep. Like, this game's almost boring. But, yeah, you do want to watch in case something crazy happens. But,
well, I knew the game was out of reach. However, I was watching. It was a fun game to watch. I still don't put past Ben Johnson to do more trick plays when you're up that far. But I wanted to see Hooker come in a little earlier, and I wanted him to do a little bit more throwing instead of handing off. So I was hoping to see a little bit more of that. He went 2 for 3, I believe, but still it was, they wanted to run the ball and run the clock out. But, you know, that's that. Oh boys, we got some breaking news fired up on the podcast. We got breaking news. Let me play a little. We got breaking
news. Adrian's what just happened? What just happened?
Okay. You guys ready? You're sitting down? You looking on your feed?
Bro, I'm trying to look at my phone. I can't find it. What happened? Okay.
This is from Megan Boley, the manager of the All Grit podcast. She goes, can you please shout out to my mom in Arkansas promoting the podcast? She basically thinks y'all are First Take or something. Thank you, mom. That was it.
I take it.
Bro, I thought a trade happened, bro.
I mean, that text came through. That was breaking news, guys.
That's hilarious. Bro, you're such a joker, man.
I love it.
All right, if we're doing shout outs, I do want to give a shout out to Levi and Caitlin Damon. They're out in Jersey. They're big listeners of the show. And at least Levi, he's a huge Lions fan. So shout out to the Damons.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for listening. All right, let's do game ball. Let's do it. We're at 21. All right, we're going to do who fumbled the ball. Clay, which one do you want to do first this week?
Let's do. Let's keep it happy, man. Let's roll out with the game ball first.
All right, who gets your game ball, buddy?
I'm gonna give it to Raymond, man. I didn't give it to him last week. This man, I know it's an easy one, and maybe it's a too easy one, but what he's done the last couple weeks, touchdown reception last week, touchdown reception yesterday, wide open, and his. When your quarterback can have 85 yards throwing with three touchdowns, that means you set that boy up in good shape for the offense. So thanks, Raymond. Thanks, special teams. Game ball.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. And you know what? You just said it. Goff threw. Can you pull up that stat again, Adrian, just to make sure? Did he?
Yep.
What was Goff's yardage yesterday?
He had 85 yards. Three tutties.
Jared Goff, the starting quarterback of the Detroit Lions. Now, if I were to tell you, them boys put up 52 points on the board, but Goff threw for 85 yards. Here's what you would think. What would you think? He got injured, and yep. Hendon Hooker came in.
Yep.
85 yards. The dude only had to do that. He was bored yesterday. Because the special teams was doing their job. That's amazing. That's like a Chicago Bears victory with their defense, doing more work than their offense.
He only threw 15 times.
Insane, man.
And we ran the ball like 20 something times. So yeah, it was a bye week for him.
Right. Beautiful. All right, Adrian, game ball. Who are you giving it to?
Game ball goes to special teams coach Dave Pitt. Ooh.
All right.
Like it. I don't remember ever talking about him this much, but I think he goes unnoticed. You know, think about all those fake punts, all those fake plays. Like that's him as a coach, making sure that his guys are ready for it when Dan Campbell gives the green light, you know? So this week his squad was on full display. Basically, they won the game for us. Like they would run it down to the 20, and Goff only had to throw it 5 yards and then rush it, and that was the game. Yeah. So, game ball goes to Dave Phipps, special teams coach.
Love it, and you know your guys's two runs hand in hand. I was gonna say Raymond, but I was thinking about it today, and I said, you know what? Let's give it to Monty, and for this reason, last week Monty. Almost cost the team a win with that last minute fumble, right? And you could tell he was wearing his hat, his helmet on those sidelines for the final two quarters because they put Gibbs in and they took him out. The last quarter and a half or whatever it was.
Yeah, they did.
So he literally came into this game saying, I need to do something to get the crowd back on my good side, to get my fans back. And what did he do? Well, not only did he score the first touchdown, but the boy goes out there and throws, I'm not kidding you, throws a cleaner spiral than Jared Goff.
Absolutely.
It was beautiful.
Did you see the replay on that thing?
Bro, that thing was a dart.
Yeah.
Whip.
It was a dart. I'm like, dude, use him more. He was a quarterback in high school. He got a scholarship to Iowa State off his quarterback play. And then they switched him to running back.
On a whip.
He needs to throw up the ball more.
Bro, that was clean.
So clean.
Right to our tight end, Laporta.
Yeah. And it wasn't like an easy throw. There was like two guys kind of like followed Laporta. Yeah,
that's right.
That was pretty sick. All
right. Well, now let's talk about bad. Who fumbled the ball? What you got, Clay? You got to think about this one.
As I mentioned, we were talking about Decker earlier, and I really hate giving. If he's hurt, then I'll take it back next week. But the Decker the last couple of games have been kind of disappointing. But I trust the man. He'll just like Montgomery rebounded. He'll rebound. He is the heart and soul of that defense. So I think Dan Campbell said it best. We still haven't played our best football. And so a big question that I received yesterday by just a couple of friends is, are we peaking too early? And I don't think we peaked yet. I think we've had we've scored when we should have scored. I still haven't seen a complete perfect Lions game yet. But with that, the defensive line needs to protect Goff a little bit better. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Love it. I mean, I would tend to lean towards him too. Not a whole lot of bad stuff to complain about, but what do you think, Adrian? What do you got?
Yeah, I would kind of agree with Clay. Goff got sacked 4 times. That was for a loss of 33 yards. I think that killed 1 or 2 drives having that sack. And half of them were on Taylor Decker, just straight up just being beat. So I think Taylor Decker fumbled the ball, but fortunately, there was no harm, no foul in this game, but, I will have an eye on him here the next couple of weeks. Hopefully he can improve, and hopefully others don't see it on tape to try to take advantage of it. So, I mean, Green Bay has got some really good rushers. So do the Texans, man.
Yep.
So they'll be challenged.
All right, boys, I have an announcement. Go ahead and read the bottom of the screen. We have breaking news, and I am not kidding.
Wait. Is there a trade?
Not yet. Not a trade.
Oh, however, bro.
However, this was a question today brought to Dan Campbell out by Colton Pouncey.
I like that, man. I like it.
You know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Yep.
Do you feel there's anything imminent on the trade front in the next 24 hours? Not to the trade deadline, 24 hours. Dan Campbell says, yeah, could be. And then he kind of laughed it off, and Colton Pouncey came back again and said, no, seriously. Dan Campbell then, I believe, starts jumping up and down.
He started blushing red. I saw the video. Yeah. Yeah.
He acted like I was at 10 years old getting a new Star Wars toy, man. He knows this. He's getting something, man.
That's why every time you go breaking news, I'm like super excited because I saw that. I'm like, I'm waiting for something to happen today.
Oh, are you? Okay. Nope. I was just letting everyone who doesn't follow it like we do that there is in the next 24 hours there could be something happening. So, you know, that's definitely worth some breaking news. So,
yeah. Yep.
I like it.
Even if there isn't a trade within the 24 hours, that tells me that Brad Holmes is really like trying to finalize certain deals. Sometimes they just, you know, just like any kind of deal, they fall through.
Yeah.
But they're working on it, man. They're going to bring someone.
And I'm excited. Wouldn't surprise me, like you said earlier, if they do bring in two lower to mid. Anything is going to be better than what we're throwing out there with other practice field guys. But if you bring in some names that are just, my gosh, I was watching some highlights of Cincinnati's Hendrickson. Oh my gosh, that dude's got a motor on him too.
Did you notice the guy they brought up from the practice squad? I had never heard of him before. Muhammad.
Yeah.
Did you notice him? He had some pressures. I like what I saw, like from a practice guy. He played pretty well.
Did he play the right defensive end?
Yeah.
He had
some pressures. Like he played better than James Houston. Like James Houston was nowhere to be seen, dude.
All right. My fumble of the ball. Sure. I'll agree. Decker got to play better, dude. All right. Last closing thoughts. Next week coming up, we travel to Lambeau. All right, Lambeau. First initial. Actually, let's do some projections in the last couple seconds here. Let's do think about it right now, Clay, and let's get your projection for next Sunday at 4:25.
Well, I do love this game being early in the season. Like, it's not frozen tundra, it's a little cold tundra. But
yes.
So with that, we're on a roll. You got to keep it going. I could really see it going either way. It's definitely it's going to be a challenge. But no matter who their quarterback is, I think they're preparing for Love to play. I think Love will play. I'm not sure if he'll be 100%. I think they'll have him out there. Okay. I'm still taking the Lions, though, man. I think it'll be closer than 106-point difference. But I think it'll be close. I'd say Lions 28, the Packers 17.
28-17. I'm going to write these down. Go ahead, Adrian.
I'm teetering between like 10 to 8 points. So it'd be like a 2-possession to a 1-possession type of deal. I think it will be close throughout the whole night. Just kind of a similar game to what it was against the Vikings, or it was just back and forth. Lions win, but they'll win, I'll say, by a touchdown. So 30-24. 30-23 or 21, something like that.
All right. And I am going to say Lions win 31-27, which is super similar to what you had. So we will see how
what are we?
That goes.
What makes us what we are?
Nice.
What we're gonna be.
We're all excited about it. You guys getting together next week or what? It's great.
Yes, sir. Okay. We'll have to do something, man.
That night game in 2 weeks. Another
yeah.
Clay, we really want you to come.
I know. I need to make my way to Grand Rapids. One of these games, I think I'll definitely make my way there. So I like what Plaque's been doing, sitting out there in with the downtown Grand Rapids.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I haven't been out there yet, but
so that looks like a fun.
I don't know if I could control myself out there. That
I know, same man. I'll be pasting.
All right, boys. Why don't you take us out, Adrian? Whoa! Wait a minute.
What's that?
We gotta play something.
Yeah, we got one last matter.
Protect and manage your digital reputation today with Trustly. We help you manage reviews across Google, Facebook, and over 60 other sites all in one place. Visit golions.link and receive 2 free months using the special All Grit podcast coupon code GOLIONS at checkout. At already 1/3 the price of major platforms, this special Trustly pricing has a time limit, but will always help out a fellow Lions fan. Trustly leverages AI tools to help you respond to reviews, integrate badges and widgets on your website, and automatically request new reviews on every job or product sold. The features don't end there. Don't leave your reputation to chance. For more information, visit golions.link and take control of your online presence with this special pricing today.
Thank you, sponsors. And we're out.
All right. Enjoy the week.
Hopefully we get a trade by next week. We are. And what we're going to be.
Go ahead, baby.
I think it's that right there. It's great.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Peace.